FM 90.3 WJTL, great Christmas tune from Phil Wickham, Away in the Manger Forever. Amen. Toby Mack, steal my show prior to that. Good morning to you, 722.
A sunny, breezy Thursday, high of 43 today. Partly cloudy for your overnight, low down to 28 for your Friday. Cloudy high reaching up to 47. The weekend looks like this. Sunny and cold for your Saturday, high only 39. Sunday, partly sunny, high of 46. Currently, it's cloudy and 37.
This morning, our friends from Gifts That Give Hope, Lancaster's Alternative Gift Fair, are here with us. Jeanette, Heidi, and Katie are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. And Jeanette Knobb is here with Gifts That Give Hope. And Jeanette, I remember years ago, the first time that you guys were on the radio, 12 years ago, explaining this, somebody said, well, you know those brochures you get at home that says you could buy a chicken for a child, that he can raise the chicken and then they'll have eggs and it'll sustain their family. And it's like that magazine that you get at home. It's like that brochure. But that's the table come to life. That's what Gifts That Give Hope really is.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. And now that's gotten a little more popular. I think a lot of organizations are giving out catalogs every year that you can buy gifts in someone's honor. And so it's true, but this is a place to come where it all comes to life. And you can interact with people face-to-face and see many different organizations and kind of learn and expand your horizons a little bit. And then that opportunity of gift giving that is just perfect timing for the holidays as we kind of kick things off.
So tell us about the organizations that are going to be here on Saturday.
Yes. So we always have 30 nonprofits that participate, and they change year to year, although we have some that come back every year. And so we have a few new ones this year, which we're excited about, and some standbys that we've had many years. One of the newer ones this year, Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services, the Common Wheel, we had last year, but that's a newer one. New one is Siloam Ethiopia Ministries, and we have the Junior League of Lancaster, that's a new one this year. But some that we've had many years, such as Heifer International, and that's what Fred alluded to earlier with the animals that you can buy. We have Music for Everyone. I know we've had a bunch of times. Church World Service is usually always there, working with refugees. And then we have our Lancaster Reach Out and Read, who's on the radio with us today. So just many different types of organizations, some that are global, some that are very local and just deal with Lancaster.
And then you have kids stuff, too, going on, right? Tell us about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Bring the kids out. This is a good year for that. We're trying to kind of expand what there is to do for the children. For a few years now, we've had a scavenger hunt that the kids can go on, and we'll do that again this year. They can learn about human rights, because actually the gift fair falls near Human Rights Day, International Human Rights Day. We just want to kind of make kids aware of how some of these nonprofits are helping to deal with some of the articles of human rights and how it helps people around the world. And so it's a chance for them to learn about that and visit with some of our nonprofits. And they can get stamps in their booklets and get a free book on human rights when they complete the scavenger hunt. And so we'll also have some demonstrations on stage, some singing and drumming and yoga and all sorts of fun things
for kids
to do.
And then you have a food tour this year. Tell us about the food tour.
Yes, this is a new addition. We've just been inspired by Lancaster County, which has really been on the map for their as a culinary destination. I know they receive a lot of high ratings just with the many unique restaurants that we have. We have some wonderful social enterprise type restaurants that are going to be a part of this food tour. Lancaster Fellow Foodies is helping us to put this together. You can go to Eventbrite for the Giving Hope food tour, purchase tickets ahead of time, and you can also get them at the door. You can visit 8 different food vendors, get your little booklet stamped, and try a sample from each of those food vendors while learning about their foods and just the background of the organization as well.
Gifts That Give Hope is happening this Saturday. It's at an all-new location. We're excited. It's right here at the Junction Center, and it's happening from 10 until 3. You can find out more information, giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. This morning, Katie and Heidi are here. They're with Lancaster Dutchess County Reach Out and Read Coalition. They're an organization that provides books to well baby visits when folks take their kids to the doctors. And Katie, I know among other things that you guys do, you actually get to go out and read to kids at the doctor's sites. Tell us about that.
We do. We really, I think, can tap into that wonderful warm feeling that people remember. They remember being read to. They remember what it feels like to have somebody that loves them, cares about them, to read to them. So what we do is we get volunteers to come into our sites that provide Reach Out and Read. And they can read to children prior to them going into their well child checkup.
How cool is that?
It is wonderful. And it is amazing, the children that just literally curl up on your lap and want to be read to.
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, also, you guys make gently used books available. How does that
work?
We do.
We have an unending need for gently used books. So not only are brand new books provided for those young readers from the time that they're born to the time that they're five at the well child checkup, but we offer gently used books to every child that comes into that office from the time they're born to the time they're a teen. So we're always looking for gently used books to put on those shelves. One of our sites goes through 100 gently used books every week.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So we're always looking for readers. We're always looking for gently used books. If you have an interest, please do go to our website, which is the rorlancaster.com, and you can just get in touch with me that way.
Very cool. Lancaster County Reach Out and Read Coalition, a part of Gifts That Give Hope this Saturday. Check them out online, rorlancaster.com. And Heidi Kistler is with us. And Heidi, being a doctor and having people come in and read to the kids when they're coming in for their visit, I mean, it has to sort of transform your practice in a way. Is that right?
It does. One of my previous practices, we started out not having the Reach Out and Read program, and watching that transition into having the books available was so wonderful. Just kids could sit more calmly. They weren't kind of so antsy, you know, exploring all the drawers and getting into the gloves and the things that they would otherwise be doing. So it just led to a much more peaceful environment. They were, you know, willingly engaged and, again, not so fearful about any shots or things like that that might be coming up.
It's a brilliant tie-in, I think. I think it's a great idea. And I know another tie-in, you love being part of Gifts That Give Hope.
Absolutely, yes. We feel so lucky to have kind of stumbled upon the gift fair a few years ago through Jen Knepper, one of the organizers. And it's been a great connection for our organization, in part just to be able to connect with community members, to let them know about our program, and of course, you know, making lots of valuable connections for volunteers and for financial support. But then just also interacting with the other organizations, there's you know, it's easy to get discouraged by the news each day, and to have a day that's just where you're surrounded by people who are dedicated to doing good in the community, good in the world. It's really uplifting. And we've made some valuable, you know, connections with other nonprofit leaders in the community that way.
Wow. Beautifully said. Very well done. Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair is happening this Saturday. It's happening right here at the Junction Center. It's from 10 until 3. There's going to be a food tour. There's lots of kids events. There's going to be coffee. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff. Giftsatgivehope.org/Lancaster is the place to go. Heidi, Katie, Jeanette, thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go. Here's Jamie Kimmett. This is Burdens on WJTL.